They are walking up this boy who was lying down. You don't have to lie down here, so just sit properly.
We read from John chapter 3. And we read of the story of Nicodemus. But I want to point you to one verse that we are going to repeat out of these verses. And we're going to repeat it more often. I want you to remember this as we tell you about this. We'll go to John chapter 3, verse
3.
So, we'll have to be listening. Otherwise, we will not remember what is written there. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So, verily, verily, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. These words are from the Lord Jesus himself, who is the second person in the Trinity. And the Holy Spirit did not tell the people, Nicodemus, this. But the Lord Jesus himself told them. So it was Jesus Christ who's having a conversation with Nicodemus. And now, the very first thing we have to do is ask ourselves something. Have we had a conversation with the Lord Jesus? You say, no, that's not possible. I've never met him. That might be true. And that's sad. Because if you've never met the Lord Jesus, then you still don't have a savior for your soul. You're in danger. You're in danger of eternal judgment. Because we need to meet the Lord Jesus. We must have a personal meeting with him. You see, because Nicodemus came to him. Why? Why did Nicodemus come to the Lord Jesus? Nicodemus had a lot of heart questions. But there was a problem. Nicodemus was a pastor. Nicodemus was a church elder. Nicodemus had a Bible. And he was troubled. And so Nicodemus, because he was part of the elite people, nobody was going to see him go to the Lord Jesus. Imagine that. They would see Nicodemus going to the Lord Jesus. And they would say, "What are you going to do by the Lord Jesus?" Then he would have to say, "I'm confused." But he doesn't want to admit he's confused. He does not want to tell people, "I'm confused." Because he knows everything already. He even says this. He says, "We know you." He says, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God." Maybe you say, you're thinking, we don't know Nicodemus. We don't know who he is. However, this is not written for us to get to know Nicodemus personally. But we have to search our own heart. And then I have to ask you something. Are you afraid to go to the Lord Jesus? I have to ask you, are you like Nicodemus, confused? But are you afraid to go? What will people think? Because maybe you say this. I have a prominent position in my community. I'm a secretary in the church. People are not supposed to know that I'm confused. But inside you say, I really don't know. But people are not supposed to know that. I'm a mother. People respect me. If I would go in prayer and say, Lord, help me. I don't think I know you. He would say, she's strange. She goes to church every week. And maybe a pastor. He actually wants to go to the Lord. Because he's so confused. But if he would go to the Lord, people would say, a pastor is confused. A pastor wants to know things from the Lord. That's why Nicodemus went out at nighttime. He was so confused, but so smart. He was the greatest, one of the greatest teachers in the time. He was like the head teacher at school. But now he's going out. While it's dark. And he looks this way. He looks that way. Will someone see me? And then he quietly goes. He's on the way to the Lord Jesus. If someone would see that, then he would have to be embarrassed. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. You see, how much does he represent us? We know so much. Because even this morning, we say, we know he is God. We know that the Lord Jesus came from God. And we know that the Lord Jesus is a Savior. And we sing songs about him. And we chant about him. We say God is good all the time. Oh no, we're very religious people. Those other people over there, they don't even go to church. They don't know anything. We are church folk. We go to church. We're smarter than other people. We have a pastor. And he goes to Beth Abera College. Big college in Blantyre. And we have an elder. We're going to build a church. We give we give in the offering money. We sing songs. Oh no, we're church people. We're smart. But I want you to observe and test yourself. Because I know there's some people here today who have to look inside and have to say, I don't know anything. I don't know who the Lord is. And I'm confused. How can I be saved? How can I get rid of my guilt? Who really is this Lord Jesus? Who is this Holy Spirit? But I can't ask these questions because I've already made myself look so big. And if someone comes to me and said, are you born again? I have to say yes. I'm born again. But if someone would ask me, what does it mean to be born again? Then I need to run away. Or I will just say something. And it'll sound good. And everybody will believe it. It doesn't matter if it's against God's word. But I'll make it sound like I'm smart. And people will go, but this is why the Lord Jesus answered in such a strange way. Like when Nicodemus came to him, then he says, he finally comes inside, and he says, phew, nobody seen me. And the Lord Jesus was not sleeping. The Lord Jesus was waiting for him. You know why? Because even today, the Lord Jesus waits and watches for confused people to come to him. But if maybe you are also confused, you have to say, what does it mean to be born again? And maybe you have to honestly, in your heart, recognize what I'm saying. You have to say, actually, I look a lot like Nicodemus. Then stay with me. I have something to bring you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have something to bring you. And nothing more than just a spokesperson for him. Lord Jesus said to me, go to this village and tell them about me, and I will do the rest. So, that's who I want to tell you about. Let's go inside. Now we're inside, we've gone through the darkness. Nobody seen us. Now we're sitting with the Lord Jesus. We've come there. There's a little torch on the table. And now we have a question. Lord, we know you're sent from God. You do miracles. Lord, in my life, things happen in my life where I recognize there is a God. When I was having a baby, some complications came. But I know there is a God who helped me. One time I was so hungry, I had no food. And my heart was crying for food. And in a wondrous way, I got food. I know there's a God. There has to be a God. And one time when I in the night time, there was danger around my house. But the Lord, got this God protected me. He watched over me. And I felt in my heart, someone helped me. This must be God. But who is this God? Who is he? You see, Nicodemus says, I know you are sent from God because these miracles that you do, no man can do that. No one can do that. You must be, it's like Nicodemus said, I recognize that you are a spokesperson for God. And I see, Lord, that God is with you. But who are you really? That's like what Nicodemus was saying. Mothers, fathers, death is coming. I'm going to die. Maybe today, next week, maybe in a year from now, or more. It doesn't matter. But one thing is certain, we're going to die. Then we're going to know who God is. And I know that you think, if I die, where am I going? What's going to happen to me? I just hope I'm going to a heaven. But that's not true. Maybe you think everyone just goes to heaven. That's a lie. And that's why Nicodemus was asking. You see, Nicodemus thought, I need to know this mystery. I need to know who God is. And I need to know, so I'm, and I recognize that this man, this man that has come, may be a representative of God. But the only way to know is to find out. And that's why he's at the Lord Jesus. And that same Lord Jesus I bring to you today. Do we want to find out who God is? You can only do so in this Savior that I'm telling you about. And if you've never met him, you'll never know who God is. So let's look at together. Let's ask together. When we're asking this question, I know you're from God. Because nobody can take care of my life like this. And what does the Lord Jesus say? The Lord Jesus doesn't say, yes, you're right, I'm from God. Thanks for noticing. Thanks for reminding me. No, that's not what the Lord says. The Lord says something so different here. We would say, so strange. But we want to know. He says, verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Such a strange answer. And if your question in your heart today, to the Lord Jesus Christ is, who are you? Then he gives you the same answer. And I tell you today that this answer can be worked in your heart because it's mysterious to our mind. We can't know God. We don't understand. But we need the Holy Spirit to bring it into the heart. And you need the Holy Spirit today. That's why we ask that the Holy Spirit would bring it to your heart. If this is what's living in your heart. Because he says something to Nicodemus, and he's saying that to us today. And he's saying, Mother, verily, 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 I tell you, young people, I tell you, the voice of Jesus Christ, not the evangelist. He says, verily, verily, I tell you something. You can't see the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, Pastor. Elders. Verily, verily, I tell you, says Lord Jesus. You cannot see the kingdom of God. Now listen carefully. He's not saying, verily, verily, I say, you can't go to heaven. That's not what he's saying. That's not what it's about. He's saying, verily, verily, I say, you can't see the kingdom of God. How true is that? Can you see the kingdom of God? Do you see the kingdom of God? Jesus Christ is honest with us. Because Jesus Christ, his work is to save sinners. And he doesn't want anyone to perish. But he's a very honest God. He's not playing tricks on you. He's not like us. We play tricks. Who takes bribery money? He doesn't say, I'll tell you, and you give me 2,000. No. He's seeking sinners. And he wants to tell them the truth. Why, Lord? Lord, why do you want to tell me the truth? Even for the children. He's looking for children. And he's saying to the children, I want you. I don't want you to die. I don't want you to go to hell. And he's seeking sinners. But he's saying to the young people, he's saying, verily, verily. Which means, I'm telling you the truth. He's saying, children, I'm not lying to you. I'm being truthful to you. You can't see the kingdom. If we can't see the kingdom, then I'm going home. Then I'm going home. Then I need to go home. If I can't see the kingdom, that's what I want. See, it's about seeing. How many people today believe something but never see it? It's not about believing. You can't believe something you don't see. Let me tell you this again. You can't believe something you don't see. I can tell you all kinds of lies.
And
you say, I believe it, I believe it. What benefit is that going to be to you? You can't believe something you can't see. So it's about sight. It's about seeing. And God wants, and the Lord Jesus wants Nicodemus to see something that he's never seen before. And he wants you to see something that you've never seen before. Because the kingdom of God is not here. You want a new house. You want a bigger house. Because you are satisfied only with the things of this world. But you have never seen this kingdom. This kingdom, which is glorious. Maybe you want a new husband. You're tired of your old one. Or you want a new wife. You're tired of your current one. Why? Why is that? Am I lying? Do you know why? Because all your life, you are trying to be satisfied with something. And you've never found it. Because you've never seen the kingdom of God. And so he says, verily, verily, I'm telling the truth. You can't see the kingdom. And if we can't see the kingdom, and we can't see the glory, how are we going to believe it? And he says in his Bible, he says, to believe on him, to believe these things. Lord, I can't see it. How can I believe it? It's hopeless. I think we should no longer go to church. What's the point? We might as well just eat, drink, and be merry and die. I can't see the kingdom anyway. But now here's the mystery. The Lord Jesus doesn't only say you can't see the kingdom. But he adds something to it. And there comes our hope. He adds something to this. What does he say? Except a man be born again. So the only way to see the kingdom of God is to be born again. Oh Lord, tell us about being born again. Tell me what it is to be born again. So that I may see this kingdom. And by seeing it, believe it. Now, the Lord is trying to teach him that him Nicodemus something.
And
he's trying to teach you too. Young people, he's trying to teach you too. You're not exempted. He says this. You must be born again. And even the children have to say, can you be born again? Can you go back in your mother's womb and then be born again? Is that possible?
Yeah.
They
said no.
No, it's not possible, right? So that means this, that the Lord doesn't mean it naturally. So Lord, what do you mean then? Don't think we're smarter than Nicodemus. Because the question didn't come from the children. It came from Nicodemus. The very smart pastor. The teacher goes to Bethabara. He's the one who says, can I go back in my mother's womb? Do you see how ignorant we are? How that our eyes are closed in our heart, in our soul? Because the Lord Jesus says this to us today. You must be born again with the blood and water. The Holy Spirit. We must be born of the Holy Spirit. In order to see the things of the kingdom of God. We can't naturally see them. We can say, oh, I believe it. And hope that that's enough. But I ask you a question. And I ask you, each one of you, a question. If you believe it, what do you believe? What do you believe? Oh, I believe that God is good. All the time. And that He is a loving God. But ask you something else. Do you believe that you are a rebel? Do you believe that you are a sinner? And that in the eyes of God, me and you are vile and wicked. In thoughts, in words, in deeds, lost. Apart from God. And we don't want God. Something else. Maybe you don't believe it. But we hate God. We hate God. We hate God. I said, no. I'm not like that. I don't hate God. I love God. Do you love God? You love God?
I say yes.
So why then, if you love God, do you not love your neighbor? Do you know how you come together sometimes? And you say about the other woman? You say all bad things about him? She needs to go. If you love God, then God says, love your neighbor. If you really love God, you know how God says, if you love me, I will take care of you. Then why do you need to do the things at night time? That are against God's word. Why? Because what the Lord wants to do here is tell you and make you aware before you can be born again that you are, me and you are haters of God. We hate God. Because God is holy. And I want to be holy. But I know I'm not. Even my heart's telling me. But I'm going to just try my best to be holy. So, that's why men, when they sneak away and come home again, have to do it very quietly. Because if someone sees me, then I'm not going to be holy anymore. Do you see how foolish we are? And God is telling us today a mystery that we must be born again. That the Holy Spirit must come in our hearts. That through repentance and turning to God, we can receive forgiveness of sins. But if you don't have sin, you don't need forgiveness. If you are a righteous person, then you don't have to be made righteous. Then you don't need the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But he says to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Must the most religious, pious person like Nicodemus, does he have to be born again? Yes. And you too. And me too. And otherwise, you will not see the kingdom of God. For we can fool each other. And we can do as if. But God knows our heart. And God does not want us to perish. God is calling us to be born again. The Lord Jesus is in his kingdom. And he is upon his throne. And he calls sinners who are so busy in this world, making money, doing business, divorcing and getting married over and over, fighting with family, argument with sisters, argument with husbands and wives. He sees people being beat here in Malawi. He sees husbands beating their wives. And mothers beating their children. Cursing. Swearing. Yelling. Spitting all kinds of names out. Looks down in the night time and even the day. And he sees men staggering through the streets. Not able to talk. From drunkenness. And he looks at that all. And he says,
get out.
They are not seeing the kingdom of God. But they are looking down. They're looking at each other. I want to ask you something. Be honest. Because God wants you to be honest. When you look at your husband, do you see the kingdom of God? When you look at your wife, do you see the kingdom of God? When we look at our children, are they representing the kingdom of God? When we look at our brothers or our sisters, are they representing love? Because this is the kingdom of God. Oh, do you have to look at your mother? Children, children, do you see when you look at your mother? You say, wow, my mother is so patient. That represents the kingdom of God. My sister, she shows so much love. I see the kingdom of God. And your wife comes to you and says, forgive me, I have done wrong. Your husband comes to you and says, please forgive me, I have done wrong to you. What a joke, right?
Yes.
Is that the kingdom of God?
No.
And that's why we can't see. I want to tell you something. What are we witnessing every day? We're witnessing in our life the kingdom of Satan. The satanic kingdom is in our hearts. We're fighting and beating. And when your husband yells at you, then you see and witness not the kingdom of God, but you witness the kingdom of hell. The kingdom where all anger flows out from. But people, I want you to wake up. You hear this today. And all we see around us is the kingdom of Satan. You don't see, witness patience. But frustration. Is God the author of frustration? No. That's not the kingdom. I'm not looking at the kingdom. I'm witnessing the kingdom of the power of Satan. And when you come around the borehole to do what? To get water. What are you witnessing? For the kingdom of God is opposite the kingdom of Satan. There's two kingdoms. And when there's all gossip being talked about, is that the kingdom of God? No, that's the kingdom of Satan. It should make us fear today. Pastor, our church is looking a lot like the kingdom of Satan. Elders, or whoever you are, our church is looking a lot like the kingdom of Satan. Lord, help us. We can't see the kingdom of God. I witness anger. But God is love. So I'm not with... Where can I go to witness God? Well, who's representing God today? By doing good. by loving one another. And God above all, you see, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. This village is in trouble. Or do you see someone who is representing the kingdom of God? You have to say, there's a lady over there. And she has one husband. And she loves her husband with all her heart. She is representing the kingdom of God.
Amene mungampeza akufanisa ufumu wa Mungu.
She must see something we're not seeing.
Amene akona vinthu vina kuimwe mukuona.
This is real and this is true.
Izi ndizoona zikupanganile.
You can go away today.
Imwe mukoza kupita kunyumba leo vingamala hivi.
And you can continue being confused.
Basi ukapitiliza basi kuzunguzika muri kupitiliza.
Or you can say today.
Olero mukoza kunena kuti
Lord, have mercy upon me. For Lord, I have said to everyone, I'm a Christian. I serve the Lord. Lord, God is good all the time. But I misrepresented you, God. God, I don't act like you. I act more like Satan. My view is in evil. And the corruption is the corruption from the kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of darkness. Is that kingdom reigning here? Is that the kingdom of darkness? Is that what represents this village? I want to ask you, who is the king of this village? Who is the king of this church? You want to build a church, but you don't know who your king is. Or you know who your king is, but you don't want to come out about it. Is Jesus Christ the king of this church? And if it is, then this church will represent the kingdom of God. We'll come in here and we will find patience. We'll find peace. You will be forgiving one another. Someone wants to do a bribe. And you say no. Bribes represent the kingdom of Satan. Far from me. I will not take a bribe. That is satanic. Because your eyes are on the kingdom of heaven. Because your eyes are staring into the eyes of Jesus Christ. People, I can't leave here today without this message from the King of the Kingdom of God. Because he sent me here to warn you. He sent me here to warn this church. To warn this village. And it's as though he says, tell the people their king is the wrong king. They're attached to the kingdom of darkness. When I look at this village, I see hatred. I see deceit. I see them lying to each other. I see them cheating on each other. I see them drunk. I see them sneaking out at night. I hear their gossip when they come together. But I want you to tell them that I want to be king here. But they won't. They don't want me to be king. This King Jesus Christ wants to be the king of your heart. But he says they don't want me. They say, no, keep that king away. We don't want that king. And the Lord Jesus says to you today, you must be born again. The king wants to come into this village. And he wants to help you. But he doesn't want you to help you through bribery. He doesn't want to give you all the things of this world. That's the kingdom of Satan in your heart. He wants to give you rest. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you light. He wants to give you life because you are dead. He wants to give you light because it's dark in this village. Jesus Christ comes through today.
He
comes to you today. Each one of you personally. And he says this. How long will you reject me as king? How long will you be obedient to the king of darkness? He's saying this to you today. What do you see in this king of darkness? Where does this king of darkness bring you? The king of kings, the Lord Jesus, he says to you today, that king that you serve, First he brings you together. You get married. Then the king of darkness laughs. Then he breaks you apart. He tells you to beat. To whip. He's a hard master, this Satan. And King Jesus comes through the gospel today and say, why would you serve this king? Why are you serving the king of darkness? When I come to you today through the gospel and this king of the kingdom of heaven says, I will give you rest. I will give you peace. I will give you hope. I will give you life. What do you say? No, not yet.
Just
wait. I have some business dealings. I have some family issues that I need to sort out first. My parents have passed away, and we are fighting over who gets the inheritance. And I'm angry. Because my sister or brother is getting a little bit more than me. And I first will have to deal with him. You see. We'll wait. Maybe you say today, this king has come. But this king doesn't look so promising to me. I like to get drunk. I like to drink with my friends. I like to go to places I shouldn't be at. And you have to say, I don't want this king. This king of life. Then he says to each one of you who don't want it, He says you will not see the kingdom of heaven. And neither will you come into the kingdom of heaven. Because so many people think, if I get saved, then I'll go to heaven one day. No, if you get saved, if you are born again, you see the kingdom of God. And you see the glory of God. By faith, you see His blood. You see His forgiveness. You see His compassion. You see His total dying love for a sinner. And this king becomes precious to you. But I have to tell you, you may be a Christian. You may call yourself a Christian. You may go to church. You may have a Bible. You may sing. You may do all these things. And you may not be as bad as the other people. But it's not going to help you. You must be born again of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit must change you. Dwell in you. And then your soul will see the kingdom of God. And then you know what? And they will say about this lady. She may find the kingdom of God. What has happened to her? She used to say so many things. Now she talks about the Lord Jesus. And how that the Lord Jesus is not. She used to whip. She used to whip. She used to whip. But she can't do it. Because she's changed. And I can walk in the spirit of patience. And I walk in the spirit of hope. Then you can instruct each other. Then you can teach each other. Tell of the mercies of God. But this village has heard that the king wants to rule here. And how will you go away today? Because on the day of judgment when he comes back, this church will come to before him. And he will say, I brought my gospel all the way to you in the village. I was concerned for you. I passed through your village. I told you that I could save you from your sins. I said, who wants to be with me? I am the king of the kingdom of heaven. Who wants to see the kingdom of heaven? But I passed by the village. And I knocked on the doors. And I said, the king is here. But you said, go. Crucify him, crucify him. I will have my life in my own control. Oh, how many hearts is he
Is he knocking on today? And
he's
knocking on your heart. And he's saying, I want to be the king of your heart. But you know what he's hearing in heaven?
From
so many people here today. He hears from people saying, I already have a king. Someone else rules my heart. That's what the Lord Jesus hears today in his kingdom. For his kingdom is not in this world. But Satan is near. And has control over your heart. Oh, you must be born again. You must be born again. And for Nicodemus, this was a mystery. And the Lord told him and explained to him what it was to be born again. They spent hours together, maybe till the day of break, the break of day. And the Lord Jesus explained everything to Nicodemus. That he cannot, without seeing the kingdom of God, without being born, he could not see the kingdom of God. And he thought he'd seen it. He thought he knew it. He was a Christian. He went to church. But he was mistaken. Because that's not seeing the kingdom of God. Call out to you one more time. If you be not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
It
means you will also be eternally in the kingdom of Satan.
And
you will die. And Satan will own your heart forever. Oh, I call out to you. Make haste. Make haste. Christ is coming. And he's coming to judge. Make haste for your life. Your life is in danger. Your church is in danger. Your village is in danger. Because we can't find the kingdom of God here. We witness. Your heart witnessed today that we can find the kingdom of God. But we find the kingdom of Satan swirling around this village. And Satan is entered into the heart of the children to rebel against the parents, and enters the heart of the mothers to rebel against the fathers, and vice versa. And it's a chaos in this village. And it's a chaos in your family. And it's a chaos in your heart. Your conscience is testifying of it right now. And it's a chaos in your heart. And it's a chaos in your heart. Your heart is saying so. You don't have to even tell me. But it's a chaos in your heart. And today you have to say, am I born again? Am I born again? Can I see the kingdom of God? And if you have these questions that are coming out of your heart, don't stop. Don't rest after this. But find him. Repent. And believe the gospel. And find the King of Kings. In your prayer. Through the Bible. And through the Holy Spirit. And so that that when that the kingdom of God may be in this village. And if not, Satan will reign. And Satan will have power. And Satan will continue to deceive you. Amen.
Amen.